Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I can't really take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Okay, I get one headline saying don't smoke. I get another headline saying, yeah, big tobacco is going to help us get the next new vaccine. Can't take it anymore. Okay, everybody needs to kind of get their story straight. 2 days ago, the FDA told us smoking is a no-no. And I'll go with that. You know, it's really easy to be anti-smoking. Okay, I'm totally fine with that. As far as I'm concerned, smoking is bad. And the FDA said just a couple days ago, smokers have a higher risk of catching COVID-19. Okay. All right, we get that. Smoking can screw up the lungs, can make the lungs weaker, can cause inflammatory states, you know, decrease your oxygenation, obviously, because your lungs have to deal with all the particulates and crap. Smoking's bad. That's fine. Now, we've been getting little bitty pieces of, no, we're not seeing a lot of coronavirus in our smokers, but in our non-smokers out of these other countries. We got a piece of that in China. I think at the end of last month, there might have been a New England Journal of Medicine report talking about how in China they found that a huge number of people severely infected with coronavirus were non-smokers. And then we have French researchers, hospitalists going, it's not hitting our smokers like it's hitting our non-smokers. And so when I heard that, I'm like, okay, well, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You could say whatever you want. You could look at your sample sizes of 300 patients, of 400 patients. You could survey. You can, fine. All right? I need to see proof. I need to see people in their medical records. Or you can even test them for nicotine. You could, you know, I would want to see more proof. Well, apparently these doctors in France are so confident that they are actually putting nicotine patches on their frontline workers. They're actually going to give patients nicotine, which means they really believe this. So we have the FDA saying, no, smokers, no, you're at worse shape, worse risk. You have doctors in France going, we're giving you nicotine. They're starting the trial from what I understand now. And then people can say, well, there's a big difference between tobacco and nicotine. There is. Okay, tobacco is the crap you breathe in and the cigarette and cigar and all that. Nicotine is the component that hits your nicotine receptors. It could, like, paralyze the cilia so you don't seem to brush stuff out. Kind of gives you that kick. Very addictive. But here's this. Apparently, in Great Britain, one of the companies that's making huge headway on a virus is using tobacco. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that you could use tobacco to make a vaccine. So, but can somebody kind of tell us what the hell is going on? Now, you know, I would never tell anybody to start smoking. You know, and there's been lots of little studies, you know, out there saying, look, you know, people who smoke don't seem to get Parkinson's disease. People who smoke are skinnier. People who smoke are less likely to get ulcerative colitis, which is a real nasty bowel disorder. I mean, our obesity crisis, which I have talked about, one of the reasons why we have the obesity crisis is we stopped our Virginia Slims. I mean, my mom, to stay skinny, would smoke. Most, my aunt, my family members, that is, you know, second you got hungry, you went to smoke. What do I reach for? Beeps. I don't smoke. If I could go outside and have a smoke every time I got hungry, I wouldn't be eating. I'd be super skinny. Not that I'm saying I'm going to do that. No, because smoking causes blood clots and heart disease and cancer, and I couldn't even imagine. See, family members die from what smoke did to them. I would never, you know, be a proponent of it. But I got to tell you, this is pretty gutsy. There's some cojones we're seeing to see French doctors start with this nicotine patch. Now, what I did is I wrote an article on this for you guys to kind of look at where the science came from. They're almost working on a whole different theory. Where remember we were talking about that ACE2 protein being needed by the coronavirus to get into the cells and stuff? Now they're thinking that nicotine receptors may play a role. And so if somebody's nicotine receptors are being utilized or a little busy, then the coronavirus doesn't have a chance to take hold. That's, I think, the working concept in layman's terms. Now, some of you ladies out there are going, I get it. And the reason why is when we would hear about people getting head lice, we were told when we were younger that dirtier hair seems to repel the lice as opposed to clean hair. Lice get nice, beautiful, clean strand, not oily. And so whenever there'd be a lice outbreak, we're like, wash your hair, wash your hair, wash your hair, which is really what you should do. But I remember this growing theory of, but wait a second, lice, you know, can attach better on clean hair. So you almost want it to be a little dirty. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but there might be that concept when it comes to coronavirus. And again, I'm just pulling this out of my retroperitoneum. I don't know what the hell's going on with tobacco and nicotine. I mean, like I said, we have, you know, trials being used with possible tobacco with the vaccine or using tobacco to make the vaccine. We're having this French trial now using nicotine on their healthcare workers and patients. So I'm not saying to do one or the other. But if somebody wants to know why the hell this is even making it this far, maybe that's what it is. Maybe the virus needs a nice, wet, boogery, nice hair cell, you know, nice nasal cell to latch onto, but a dried out, you know, smoky, tobacco-y nasal cell doesn't, you know, appeal to it. Now, the only reason why I am going to, if somebody put a gun to my head saying, do I think smoking's bad or good for coronavirus? I'm going to say bad because we're seeing the majority of, you know, people dying, older people, and older people used to be smokers. But I'm wondering if what the working theory now is, previous smokers with lung weakness are at risk, but active smoking might deter the virus. I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm trying to figure out what these scientists are looking at. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple things I'm being asked about is, are hospitals making more money when they have a coronavirus diagnosis as opposed to not, and is that why the numbers are so high? And what happened with Las Vegas mayor's interview with Anderson Cooper on CNN yesterday, and the idea of us being a control group in Nevada? So let me kind of talk about these things. So first, okay, I don't work at a hospital. But having that a medical office, when you bill a certain code or a certain service, it might open you up to certain reimbursement. Now, from what I understand, the CARES Act has the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES Act, I believe allows an extra 20% add-on to be paid for Medicare patients with COVID-19. The act also created a $100 billion fund that is being used to financially assist hospitals, of which a portion could be used to reimburse a hospital taking care of an uninsured who had to treat coronavirus. So, word got out. I believe it was a, an interview with Minnesota State Senator Scott Jensen, a family physician who spoke to Laura Ingraham on April 8th about the idea that the number of COVID-19 deaths could be inflated. He was responding to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Anthony Fauci, who, I guess, in terms of hospitals getting paid more, well, he didn't say that, but he had suggested that hospitals may have financial motivation. Well, unfortunately, this is one of the things that could be why our numbers are starting to make us scratch our heads. Hospitals have been taking major hits from uninsured patients. If a person doesn't have insurance and they go to the hospital can't turn them away. So they have to treat them, stabilize them, and then let them go. But if a hospital can get money back because it's coronavirus related, then they'll put the code down. So, if it is coronavirus related, I'm completely happy. I'm fine with the hospital doing that. But what I have said this whole time is these numbers need to be accurate that we're being told. So when we're being told that in America we have 48,000 deaths, if it is somebody who was homeless that had heart disease or lung disease or malnutrition or sepsis, and they just happen to also test positive for coronavirus, then wait a second here. Okay, I mean, you guys have used these numbers to shut us down. And why? Well, because, you know, it's more than flu, you know, and this is deadlier than flu. Okay, it might be. And we're seeing all these pictures of dead bodies. But were they, I mean, you know, we have dead bodies every day in this country, every month. Okay, I mean, it's stories like this, it's things that come out like this that make you go, okay, guys, you better give us the real numbers because we are really hurting right now. We have closed down the country. We have businesses that will never bounce back. And you did it because you said we were going to have thousands of deaths. And if one of these numbers, just one, was an over-exaggeration so a hospital could get the funding, because again, they're overwhelmed and, you know, otherwise they'll go under. Because how is a hospital supposed to buy, you know, and pay for staff if they're just treating people for free? That's a problem. I don't think the majority of the country believes these numbers. Now, again, I don't have a problem with a hospital honestly using that loophole in the CARES Act to get the extra funding. A hospital should not have to be screwed to take on all the heat that it's doing and all the patients that it has to do with this, okay? If it is possibly coronavirus related, absolutely they should get paid. Hospitals are spending thousands and thousands upon dollars a patient. But then don't be using those numbers without explaining to us, well, the hospitals had to use that number. The hospitals had to tally that one. I think we could safely say that these numbers are wrong. Are not 100% accurate. And so I'm frustrated because October is going to come very quickly. In less than 6 months, we are going to be dealing with the quote-unquote second resurgence. And then we're going to be using numbers that might have been inflated. And if a hospital didn't have a coronavirus test or claimed they didn't have a coronavirus test, but still took care of the patient to get paid, I mean, those numbers have to be on a separate column. How many of these deaths did not have coronavirus testing? Or how many of these deaths were incidentally coronavirus also? Coincidental. I don't think anybody's going to want to give us those numbers because then we will be furious that this happened. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Switch of courses here. We got a report here that Bin Laden wanted to kill Obama. Why? Because he thought Joe Biden would be unprepared to be president, and then the U.S. would go into a crisis. This is a 45-page document, we're being told by Daily Mail, that was seized during a 2011 raid that killed Osama bin Laden, which, by the way, I am still a little skeptical on, because I thought we killed Obama, or Osama bin Laden multiple times. And then I heard he was in kidney failure and all that, so my guess is there were a few different Osama bin Ladens. You know, somebody, like Colonel Sanders. There was the original Colonel Sanders, but now you have all these people being Colonel Sanders. That's just my guess with what's going on there, but that's just me. But declassified documents seized at his Pakistan compound when he was killed in May 2011 revealed his plans to throw the U.S. into a crisis by killing Obama while he was on a plane with U.S. military commander Dave Petraeus. 45-page document was reported by the Washington Post in 2012, but was not fully available. Osama wrote to al-Qaeda deputy Atiyah Abd al-Rahman that the reason for concentrating on them is that Obama's the head of infidelity, and killing him automatically will make Vice President Biden take over the presidency. Biden is totally unprepared for the post. That will lead the U.S. to a crisis. As for Petraeus, he is a man of honor, and killing him would alter the war's path in Afghanistan. So Osama bin Laden's ambition was to have Elias Kashmiri, described by U.S. officials as al-Qaeda's military operations chief of Pakistan, shoot down the plane carrying Obama. Aspirations never fully developed, luckily. And but now we're being told that, you know, they were planning it for some time. Detailing his plans, Osama bin Laden wrote, "Please ask Brother Elias to send me the steps he has taken into that work." Now, Kashmiri was killed by a U.S. drone shortly after bin Laden was killed by U.S. Special Forces. Atiyah Abd al-Rahman was reportedly killed by a CIA drone strike in August 2011. So, scary, scary stuff. And, you know, my guess is people are always planning, you know, to kill the president and things like that. It's unfortunate that we live in a world that does that. But it is definitely interesting that people do not believe that Joe Biden would not be prepared. I'm going to be honest, okay? I don't see how anybody could be prepared to be president. You know? I mean, Donald Trump, I think, has done a very good job considering he had no experience. So, you know, is Biden prepared? Nobody's prepared. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House members are back on Capitol Hill and will be voting on providing additional aid to small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. The bill was passed by the Senate on Tuesday, and Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, tells Fox News he's not sure what took so long in the House.
We should have done this a week and a half ago. This is when the president and administration asked for this. The president made it very clear that we had a program that's working. Secretary Mnuchin has talked about this. But now it's taken this long before we could get Speaker Pelosi and finally Ms. Schumer on board in the Senate. So we're going to vote it out today. It's going to get to the president's desk. He'll sign it. And those businesses who need this money are going to be able to get that help that they need, because we're in a time now in which we don't have the health of our country to think about. We have our economic health to think about.
Numbers released by the Labor Department on Thursday show 4.6 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren's brother has died from the coronavirus. Warren tweeted her brother, 86-year-old Don Reed, was charming, funny, and a natural leader. The Massachusetts Democrat noted that Reed joined the Air Force at 19 and spent his career in the military. Conservative justices helped deal President Trump a Supreme Court defeat. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel for working the dial. So Harvard caved and will not accept federal funds from the CARES Act. Harvard University said yesterday that it will not accept the federal funds allocated to it under the CARES Act Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund, one day after declining to do so following President Trump's call for the university to return the funds. They say the university did not apply for, request, receive, or access the $9 million of funding allocated to it. Harvard said that the attention it was getting around the money was becoming counterproductive to the relief it was designed to provide. So they said the intense focus by politicians and others on Harvard in connection with this program may undermine participation in a relief effort that Congress created and the president signed into law for the purpose of helping students and institutions whose financial challenges in the coming months may be most severe. As a result of this and the evolving guidance being issued around use of the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund, Harvard has decided not to seek or accept the funds allocated to it by statute. So, the university would be asking the Department of Education to accept the return of their funds. When asked what evolving guidance led the university to this decision, was it Trump or not, a Harvard spokesperson pointed to the updated guidance released by the Department of Education, and specifically the section that outlined only Title IV. Eligible students could receive emergency financial aid grants. The university noted that the reallocation of these resources is under the discretion of the Department of Education, but asked that for special consideration to be given to Massachusetts institutions struggling to meet the needs of their students. So, Harvard, I don't know how many millions of dollars are in their endowment. I don't know what money they have. But Stanford, Princeton, Harvard has joined Princeton and Stanford to not accept the funds under the CARES Act. Again, I'm not exactly sure why they were given that, I thought the CARES Act was, again, supposed to be for unemployed workers and businesses that were going to be struggling and needing to rehire employees. I get universities hire people, but I mean, gosh, they got millions, millions. Columbia University and Cornell are still tied to receive the largest aid package, $12.8 million. They plan on accepting it. Cornell will use 100% of these CARES Act funds to support students, going beyond the federal requirement that half of the funds be put towards emergency financial assistance to our students. We know that many of our students will have increased need as a result of the pandemic, even as our Ithaca campus faces an anticipated COVID-related budget shortfall of over $100 million for the coming fiscal year. We aim to guarantee that every single one currently enrolled or newly admitted have the financial resources to complete the Cornell education. Cornell's nice. I would love to go to Cornell, but you know what? I love where I went. So that was a statement from Cornell University. So, this has been an absolute cluster. And, there is a lot of debate on what our colleges should have received. And so, college campuses, they have had very interesting budgets. I mean, getting to see what I've seen in all my years of schooling, if you don't spend it, you lose it. So there's a lot of wasted spending that I would see among multiple schools. And then the pay given to certain, administration and faculty is very, very nice, such that they don't lose people to the outside sector. So you would think in academia you'd get paid less, but a lot of people make more in academia so that they don't leave. Colleges want to make sure that teacher could teach there for 20 years. Doesn't make sense to have a teacher that leaves the next year. Especially when they're building and building on curriculum and things like that. So you want to incentivize people to work for you. So there is an argument that there's a lot of room and wiggle room, because if basically faculty and administration really can't go anywhere, because there's not really a lot of, other jobs, do they really need to be paid that high salary? Especially if they're not really actively teaching, they're doing some online courses. So, that's not for us to judge or decide. Many colleges have students that don't have money to go to school, and so these funds are supposed to help them. And I get that there's operating costs and all that. But I'm just a little frustrated because students are talking to me about how do they get a refund of some of their tuition. And some of these high fees. And originally it was, well, you couldn't because they had to pay salaries and they had to pay, you know, and they needed that money to help the underserved students. But then when you hear they're getting millions anyway, well, then why are the students getting screwed? So, when it comes to this, I really don't understand. And I get colleges should be allowed to have some coffers. Colleges should be allowed to have money and savings and things for bad times. But it looks like, you know, what they were getting donations for, I mean, because, you know, most institutions, hospitals may run on fumes, but some of these schools, they got real nice, you know, coffers of money. That's what this was supposed to be for. Okay, don't do a tuition hike, I'm hearing there's going to be tuition hikes across the board. Well, you know, people say, well, you know, doctors make too much money. Doctors are getting pay cuts. Doctors are making way less money. Doctors always do. And I'm not saying everybody has to take a pay cut. But, why are you taking millions of dollars when we have people that can't feed a family then or can't, hire other people? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a report came out that big banks, including Chase and Citi, helped most of their wealthiest clients get the millions of dollars of pandemic aid, but 94% of their smaller customers got none. A New York Times report claims banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and U.S. Bank, prioritize their richest customers. Why would they do that? Well, because I believe banks got a certain percentage. They got a little percentage fee. So if it was the higher, if it was, you know, obviously a bigger loan, they get more of a fee. Again, I thought the Paycheck Protection Program was supposed to be for small businesses. But they offered emergency loans to businesses with fewer than 500 employees to help them cover bills and avoid layoffs. But a New York Times report published Thursday that was hardly the case. Major banks, including J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and U.S. Bank, prioritized their richest customers before turning to other loan seekers with shallower pockets. Half a dozen bank employees and executives spoke to the Times on condition of anonymity, describing how big clients were given concierge treatment as their loan applications were pushed to the front line. As a result, dozens of major corporations with thousands of employees, not 500 like the limit was, thousands, got money. At least 75 of them publicly traded and some with market values well over $100 million. They said they received the bulk of the relief before it dried up. Okay, that's a cluster. If there were basic, guidelines that this was only supposed to be companies under 500 employees, that should have been cut and dry. They said some banks enlisted representatives to walk their richest customers through every step of the application process and submit paperwork on their behalf. Citi's private bank, where the minimum amount size is $25 million, bankers compiled paperwork and submitted applications directly so customers didn't have to use the overcrowded online portal. Oh, isn't that nice? Similar methods were in place at Chase. Chase's commercial private clients, those with at least $10 million in assets, were each assigned an employee to guide them through the loan application process. Nearly all of the 8,500 private and commercial banking clients who applied for small business loans through Chase did receive one, including Potbelly. So, that's, I guess, the name of a chain. Not good, people, not good. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so in the last 24 hours, there's been a lot of debate on how we should open up. We've been debating this for a while. But in terms of Vegas opening up, as Vegas Mayor Las Vegas Carolyn Goodman was on Anderson Cooper's show yesterday on CNN, and then Governor Sisolak was on CNN also, kind of countering what Mayor Goodman had said. And some sound bites got caught, and it was a very difficult interview to watch on CNN. Carolyn Goodman held her own, but, you know, Anderson Cooper kept interrupting, and it was not easy to watch. And in the midst of the back and forth that happened, Carolyn Goodman, pleading that Las Vegas reopens, had said, use us as a control, or as a placebo. Use Las Vegas as a control. And then it just, hell broke out from there. And I'm not here to defend or criticize. My ear's itchy. Jeez, my ear's itchy. No, that's not a sign of coronavirus. I'm not here to defend or criticize, but there's a point that was made. Okay, we've already been looking at controls. Basically, in science, control versus a test is, let's say you want to look at smoking and losing weight with smoking. Okay, and again, I'm not a fan of smoking, but okay. So your control would be a bunch of people here that don't smoke and are of a certain weight, same weight. Then your experimental group are going to be the smokers. And then you compare the smokers to that control group who didn't smoke. We've been using controls already. We originally started with China, and that was a mess because we're like, we're not getting anything accurate out of China. So we know what the hell we're listening to from China. But then we started to with Italy. Italy was our control. Okay, Italy is going to be on lockdown. Italy is going to be an example of what a lockdown is going to be. And let's look at what's happening with Italy compared to somebody who is deciding not to lock down. Right? We're kind of already doing that with Florida. Florida reopened the beaches. Now, the bathrooms weren't going to be open, so I really don't know how that, you know, affects infectious disease, or prevents infectious disease. And you weren't supposed to sunbathe on the beach. Remember, you were supposed to be allowed to go to the beaches in Florida, northern Florida, but not sunbathe. You were able to just kind of walk on the beach. Of course, people sat on the beach, okay, whatever. But immediately, we all thought in our heads, okay, if it works for Florida, it might work for us. Or if it doesn't work for Florida, it might not work for us. Now, the problem is if you do have a control, your control has to be a city that isn't very, very rural or very, very metropolis. It kind of has to be an example of middle America. I'm not saying Midwest, but it has to be kind of like an example so somebody could extrapolate and go, okay, since we have more population, we have to do this. Since we have less population, we could do this. So one thing that was very interestingly brought up, and again, I don't know if this was Carolyn Goodman's idea or if it was somebody that gave her talking points with her interview with Anderson Cooper. And again, I'm not defending and I'm not criticizing, but Vegas would technically fall under that ideal city as a control. You have a city that has open spaces. We have rural, but we also have metropolis when we have thousands of people converge on the strip. So Vegas, unfortunately, finds itself in a very, very unique position where it could provide some pretty interesting data if stay-home measures are loosened up or not. Now, unfortunately, the way the media took it and the way everything kind of went and whatever is, you know, they made it sound like our politicians want to throw us, you know, out there to the wolves or, you know, become a petri dish. And again, I don't know exactly what, you know, what was, you know, being like, if these were just talking points, if this was an interview misstep or whatever. But I just kind of wanted to clarify with you guys that we're kind of doing that now as we're watching these other states reopen. I mean, you know, I think one of the things Nevada is doing, the reason why Governor Sisolak chose not to come up with a firm date, is I think he wants to see what's going on in the other states. Let's watch all the other experiments. It's all experiments. Everybody's experimenting because we've never done this. We are pulling stuff out of our butts when we're trying to figure out what the heck we're doing with this. That's why, just like with that nicotine trial that doctors are doing. They're like, fine, we'll throw nicotine at people. We are at a war, and we are just throwing. Remember the Pirates of the Caribbean? They had to load up their cannons, and they didn't have, you know, gunpowder, so they stuck forks and knives and spoons in there. That's what America's doing when we're fighting coronavirus. The problem is we've almost allowed this blanket of, you know, we're throwing our hands up in the air, just, guys, do whatever you have to do. And we're having kind of this, well, let's try tobacco. Well, let's try nicotine. Well, let's try opening up. When you have this chaos, you're kind of having this half-assed way of doing things. Now, something coming up, which is scaring the hell out of me, but might be exciting others, is Connecticut police are going to be testing pandemic drones. And I don't know if you guys have seen this. These drones are supposed to be able to look at a crowd of people and figure out if you have a fever, figure out if you're coughing. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a crowd of people, but let's say you have to fart. Okay, you are hoping that nobody notices. These drones will notice. Okay, talk about privacy. They say one of the major problems for cities and towns like Westport, Connecticut, where they're going to try it, is, you know, finding out where the virus could be, who could be infected, how to deal with and prevent widespread disease. So they want to deputize these drones that could add, I forget how much distance, I'm trying to read, there's like a certain distance, these things like hundreds of feet, to be able to figure out who in the crowd is coughing, who in the crowd could have a fever. That's pretty high tech. For tech people, they think that's pretty cool. For those of us who respect the Constitution, we're like, say what? Are you going to know if I'm hot flashing? Are you going to know if I'm menstruating? Are you going to know? I'd like a little bit of privacy. You know, I mean, that's why I'm in a crowd, okay? Right? So I got to fix my bra and things like that. My husband and boys already know to, like, do a little. Remember when Hillary started to faint? You know, and then immediately, you know, the Secret Service kind of honed in and made a little shield so, you know, they could get her in the van. That, my family already knows what to do. If I have my underwear riding up, you know, in my butt, or if I have to fix a bra or whatever, they are all over. They know exactly how to stand and do what I need to do. Yeah, it's just how we train them. How we train them. So, you know, whether you're in New York, whether you're in California, whether you're in Florida, all right, I think a lot of us are on the same page with, we don't want more people getting sick and dying, but we also don't want our economy screwed up any more than it is. And we also want facts. I mean, you know, hearing that a lot of the COVID reporting might have been skewed because hospitals having to take care of underserved patients could get paid if it was coronavirus related. So they might have gotten the tests, or they might have said, look, you know, we don't have the test, but it looks coronavirus related. And mind you, hospitals can't work for free, so I get that. Now, we don't know what to believe in the numbers. We're hearing the numbers are over-exaggerated. We're hearing the numbers are under-exaggerated. So now our next step is looking at a city that reopens that had a low death rate, or the death rate is down, or the numbers are down, and seeing what happens when we reopen. And we're already kind of doing that with some of the other cities. I'm not saying we do it with my particular city yet. If we're not ready, we're not ready. But don't be surprised with some of the choices of words that get used, because it's worded in different ways. All right? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.